This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. If you listen to our weekday DJV program, you know they're the important cogs in the wheel. And we get together at this time every week as an ancillary hour to complement the Talk Radio Countdown show with Michael Harrison. It's our view from the talk radio perspective, because that's what we do, of the 10 top stories of the week as published in Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. We also publish it at DJVShow.com and on our social media, Top 10 Stories and the people that are associated with those stories. So every week I do this a little differently to keep everybody on their toes. I think what I'll do this week is go through the story list and see if I can not distract myself from the stories, and then we'll go back to them and talk about the people associated with these stories. At number 10, Halloween. And I guess this time of year, there hasn't been. It used to be that on the top 10, there was always a sports story that sort of worked its way into number 10.
The World Series didn't make its way.
Yeah, right. First time in a long time. Yep. At number 9, the Alec Baldwin shooting on the movie set of Rust. Number 8, Facebook and what's going on with them. Number 7, the harsh weather the country is experiencing and has experienced. Number 6, relationships with China. Number 5, the immigration situation coupled sort of with race relations, and they go hand in hand. And so does the discussion of crime and what's going on with a lot of the immigrants that are coming into the country. Number 4, an investigation into January 6th. Let's see here. Number 3 is COVID. Number 2 is the economy. And number 1 is what's going on the federal level to the budget and who's going to get what term and Manchin and all that stuff. As a matter of fact, Manchin and Sinema are on the top of the list, the people list, the usual, the rest of the crowd that's there, Zuckerberg, Alec Baldwin, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so I don't know that we, unless you want to talk about, well, the World Series is inconclusive at the moment as we do this program. So let's move into...
Can I just ask a dumb question? I mean, maybe it's a dumb question.
No question is a dumb question.
Oh, thanks.
The only dumb question is a question that doesn't get asked.
As a non-baseball watcher, I'm just curious, like, because we had... we came close to having the Red Sox against the Dodgers. I think would have been... I mean, two major cities, two coasts. I feel like that would have been a ratings bonanza. The fact that it's the Atlanta Braves against the Houston Astros and the Astros are so shady, are the ratings down? Do people care less about this matchup, or is it just me?
I don't know. There are a lot of Braves fans. The Braves used to have, like, they used to be called, like, America's team. They're very much like the Cowboys, where people who didn't have a team would be a Braves fan because they were so good in the late 90s. So this is the first time that they've been to the World Series in, like, 20 years. And I have to tell you, watching as a Dodgers fan, and they beat the Dodgers were very injured, so that's one piece of it. But they only won 88 games in the season, and they are on fire right now. So they just caught fire at the right time. They weren't the greatest team. So I don't know. I think there's a little bit of interest behind that. But what I do think is very funny and poetic justice for Major League Baseball is that they spent all their time, all their money, all their energy moving the All-Star game out of Atlanta because they didn't like what they were doing with voting laws. And they moved them to Colorado, where there were more restrictive voting laws in Colorado than there were in Georgia. And now they look really dumb because the World Series is
now it's
in
Atlanta.
It's going back and anyway,
forth, yeah.
So kind of funny.
Yeah, that is. Okay, number 9. I don't know if there's much to say other than what we all know and try to figure out what happened on the set of Rust. Alec Baldwin seems to has gone into hiding somewhere in New England. People are chasing him around anyway. But the
he's
whole
seen shopping scenario. This week.
Yeah.
Well,
we're
going to have these sightings.
Well, yeah, he's somewhere in New England. I don't know. TMZ just said a small New England town. He's with his wife.
I would guess he's in Western Massachusetts.
Kids.
That's the Western Massachusetts where they like to go. They've always liked going to...
I mean, they can't be in the Hamptons, and they certainly can't be in New York City, so they need to be somewhere.
Tanglewood, somewhere up in that.
And he did meet with, which must have been tragically just for everyone, but he went to the woman who died. What was she, the cinematographer?
Cinematographer.
So he met with her husband and her, I think she has one child. And so that must have been just a devastating meeting for everyone involved. Yeah, and
no,
so, and I guess the latest is just that we're waiting to see if criminal charges will be pressed against the woman who was in charge of the armorer, is the technical term.
She's 24 years old.
This
no
is her
experience.
Second gig, and the first gig she had was a Nicolas Cage movie where Nicolas Cage wanted her fired off the set because she was firing rounds right near his head, and it blew out his eardrum, so she does not have a good track record.
That's awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and apparently she was carrying the guns, and Jay, you've worked on a movie set, and you've talked about, how the props
they're
and
under
guns
lock and key, and when the armorer has to get something out, everybody has to stand back, and the only time it changes hands is when the armorer is giving it to the cast member who is actually going to be using it for a scene. There are no middlemen.
Had a middleman, and it was a mess.
Well, and a lunch break. When the gun was originally brought out, they cut for lunch and then came back, and it's like nobody checked the gun again.
Yeah. It's very sad.
Yep. Okay, number 8 this week is a focus on Facebook, and so we can have Victoria tell us the story about Facebook changing its name to Meta, and who really gives a rat's behind.
Well, it's the most pathetic attempt to divert away from all the horrible news that Facebook has had. I mean, last Monday, internal memos that were leaked to the press, basically from the higher-ups saying, everybody, gird your loins, because this is going to be a bad week for Facebook. All of the press outlets that had been withholding their stories all released them on Monday and Tuesday. So it was just one bad story after another. The internal, investigation that happened, the external investigations. Facebook constantly chooses profits over people, and it's been a mess. It's bad for kids. It's bad for, they knew that they were inciting a race war in India. I mean, they just, and it's so wild. The misinformation, whether it's COVID or election information or whatever it was, every possible box that you could check that makes Facebook a terrible company, all those boxes got checked. So what Facebook's response was on Thursday, Mark Zuckerberg trying to put on a fake smile and made a video about, hey, everybody, our new parent company name is called Meta, and it's the Metaverse. And so it's such a stupid name. And he's trying to obviously divert away from. Now, Facebook, the app, will still be called Facebook, but the parent company, because he says they have so many other interests, that it's now Meta.
All right, who cares? All right, number 7, as we work our way to number 1 on the talk radio review, is the weather around the country, summarized best by looking at the East Coast, the West Coast. This past week, a lot of rain on the coasts, and caused by various high-volume storms. When I say volume, lots of rain. Jennifer, how much rain did you get in Los Angeles on Monday,
Tuesday? I don't know the totals, but it was a lot of rain on Monday. That's
was there a problem with mudslides like there usually is if it's heavy rain?
Yeah, there were
a few. Not a lot, though.
A lot of people, because we haven't had a lot of burn in Southern California. Up in Northern California, they got more rain, and there was some flooding and mudslides. But there were a lot of people who took the precaution, and they were shoring up around Southern California. A lot of sandbags went out. A lot of fire crews were out trying to shore things up. So
this storm was so big. This storm was so big that people saw it coming. Like, you guys actually had time to prepare for this. I mean, days, like 5 days ahead, they saw this on the radar, and it was just what they called a bomb cyclone. It took a while to get here, and then when it did, and then on the East Coast, up in Massachusetts where you are, Doug, 500,000 people lost their power.
Yeah,
we had our power flickering here in New Jersey on the coast.
Coastal is a coastal storm.
Yeah.
So Jay, in Nashville where you live, what sort of it sort of skirted around those areas, although you've had a lot of wild and wet weather this summer and early fall as well there, yeah?
Well, it actually rains quite
often in Nashville and in Middle Tennessee for that. Like, when we first moved there, we didn't realize how much it rains. And it's not that it's downpouring all the time, but there is enough moisture and wetness falling from the sky that it really does rain a lot. What the big storms we were supposed to get, what was it, Monday morning, it was a pretty heavy downpour with some intense lightning. But other than that, didn't really get much. And then as far as the last couple days, I have no idea. I'm not there.
Wow. I'm looking out the, we have a beautiful clear sky here as we're doing this program. And the, for the first time this year, we have a slight touch of frost, not a lot, because it was like 35, 36, some of the lower lying areas, just a bite. But then the temperature's going back up again, and there won't be any frost for probably the next 10, 12 days here. It's warmed back up again, but very wet, as it has been all season. Pretty harsh for the farmers and people that need to make their living outside, the roofers, people who work in construction. Been tough, tough year for all those folks. As we continue here in the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, we focus on China as we continue. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Shante, can you sweep that, please?
Mina's salon business is growing faster than she can keep up with. She needs a new shop manager before her bookings go out of style.
Curtain bangs and balayage would look so good on you. Just hang on one second. Can you please answer that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
All right, we don't really have time to do justice to the things going on in our relationship with China right now, so we'll pause and do that at the bottom of the hour. There is, though, with number five, an interesting situation. According to the Wall Street Journal this week, there are plans, apparently, buried in the budget negotiations, which could play into the number one story this week, actually, to pay hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to families who were separated at the border as a sort of acknowledgement or a penalty move or something. The poor families who were trying to get in here illegally and they're separated at the border. So my question is, what about all the homeless?
Some money. I want you to hear how much money. $450,000
a piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$450,000.
In what universe does that make? This enough? There. You want to impeach Biden?
Meanwhile, if you have $600 in your bank account, they're going to be searching around.
Yeah, the IRS is coming after you if you got $600. They get transferred in some questionable way, but we can give hundreds of millions of dollars to people who shouldn't have been there in the first place. Whether we treated them well or didn't.
Well, not everyone at the border is there illegally, though. Some are
there. Yeah, but come on, Victoria.
Well, I know, but we have to just be, you know, factual. This is not just every illegal immigrant. There are people waiting for their court cases, too.
The fact is, this is outrageous.
That's
it. It's 21 after the hour.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Twenty-three after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner now on the trending side of things with some of the items that are on the story list this week and comments from listeners who would go to Twitter or Facebook or Instagram at DJV Show with comments. So we start with a Rust shooting, the movie set. What do we have going on here, Jay?
A lot of Alec Baldwin blaming. Jeff Maine said the only one responsible for a negligent discharge is the person who discharged the firearm. Accidents are not preventable. This was no accident. This was negligence.
I don't agree with that at all.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Cheryl Grasick said three people are liable for this. The person who loaded the prop gun and handed it to number two. The person who accepted said handoff and did not properly check the prop gun before handing it to the actor, number three. And the actor who received the prop gun should have checked it. Nobody should be checking this prop gun except for the armorer, and nobody else should be touching the prop gun except for the armorer.
Right. The actors are not in charge of checking props like that. That's ridiculous.
But here's, I mean, wouldn't this be a nice kumbaya moment? Because I know everybody likes to vilify the NRA, but the NRA actually does some really great work and really great training. Wouldn't it behoove these people in Hollywood who all they do is just talk smack about guns and don't really know how to use them to have the NRA come into a movie set and give everyone training if there's going to be weapons used on the set? Wouldn't that be something that might bring people together to give people more of an understanding?
I disagree
about,
with you that people talk smack about the NRA.
No one,
I think the NRA conducts themselves. It's the leadership. It was Wayne LaPierre who gave them a black eye.
Ask Alec Baldwin what he said about the NRA. He said some pretty awful things about the
NRA. Right, but separate from that, there should be no live rounds when your job is playing pretend. There should be, that's it, bottom line. Doesn't matter who trains
you. A lot of these dimwits, they don't know what to do with the weapon. And so I think it would make a lot of sense. I think everybody should have NRA training, to be honest.
Yeah.
It is the best thing that I did when I
was in high school. I was in the NRA in high school. It was fine. Learning how to shoot a rifle and stuff on the farm. Yep. What'd you say, Jay?
Oh, Mike Willard echoed that statement that forget blame. Lesson is one NRA member should have been an instructor, and this could have been prevented. The film I worked on, there were no live rounds. There weren't even fake rounds. It was a complete pretend gun, and there were still all of these hoops that everybody had to jump through to get it. But the armorer took the actors who were going to be doing the pretend shooting to an actual driving range so that they could feel the kickback. Yeah, so they could feel the kickback so that they could fake it themselves.
Yeah. There you go.
Much smarter.
Yep. All right, let's keep moving here. Next up, if Trump ran for president, do you think he'd win? Oh, my God, what a waste of time this is. But go ahead.
Quite a few people do believe he would win again.
Sure.
Believe he'd win again. Hope he would win again. Lenny Skevenicki said possibly win in a landslide where John Nielsen was like.
Wait a minute. Let me try that one. Lenny Skevenicki. Great name, Lenny. Fabulous.
Strong name.
It is.
And John Nielsen said no, he would not win again because he believes that he needs the independent support and he doesn't have enough independents that would support him.
I think that's very.
I don't think that that's actually true anymore. Huh. Only Biden's support with independents has dropped down.
So
to
can
20%.
We get somebody new? Let's get a new face in here instead of these two old, you know whats, and get some real leadership instead of all of this stuff and these people arguing about the personalities. Somebody who's actually going to do something. Hello,
ding, 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 ding.
Because
no one
like
else seems to know anybody.
I'll run. I'll run and I'll win. How about that? Okay,
hey, Doug.
Thank
Go
you,
get him.
Jay. All right. Gas prices, Jay.
They're high.
Yes, they are.
They're high. They're
That's
up there.
The news. Gas prices
She's like, they're high. Back
high.
To you.
Prices are high.
They're going higher. Right. Okay. So let's see who.
The
Susie
most is
Ortiz.
Under $5 in Guam. Chris Biolchino said $4.94 in Guam, $4.80 in L.A. is what Cammy Hoffman said. Chris Meacham said $2.93 at the Walmart Neighborhood Market in Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
There we go. Let's move to Hopkinsville, Kentucky for cheap gas. Good for you, Chris. All right. Thanks for all your comments, Lori and Susie and Joanne and Chris. This is the DJV overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world at 28 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Doc, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden ended his time at the Group of 20 summit on Sunday trying to convince Americans and the wider world that he's got things under control. In a news conference to a prepared list of reporters Sunday, Biden said his fellow G20 members, they know me, I know them, we get things done together. Sydney's international airport came alive with emotions, embraces, and laughter on Monday as Australia's border opened for the first time in 20 months. Australia believes that vaccination rates are now high enough to mitigate the dangers of allowing international visitors again. White House Press Secretary 42-year-old Jen Psaki said Sunday that she has come down with COVID-19 and is experiencing mild symptoms. Psaki said she was last in contact with President Biden on Tuesday. The president tested negative on Saturday, according to the White House. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
As another massive wave of immigrants are in Mexico heading to the United States, the Biden administration's open border policy has offered no leadership for months from the person in charge, Vice President Kamala Harris. George P. Bush, the son of former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, is running for Attorney General in Texas and tells Newsmax the plan is to get more Democrat voters in country, or it's a great big snub to the state of Texas.
I would say that he's trying to build a loyal political base by trying to grant amnesty to upwards of 7 million undocumented immigrants, or just giving the middle finger to the state of Texas. But as you alluded to, the state of Texas is a can-do people. We're very resilient. I've got a new offer for the President of the United States. Maybe he should just give us the billion that he's going to pay illegals, and we will enforce federal immigration law for them. This administration has decided at every turn they're going to chip away at law and order, especially in border communities that time and time again are seeing wave after wave of caravans, and it's eating away at the public treasury of our state. And so my theory is that when more migrant caravans end up in blue states, suddenly the president's going to get some calls from his fellow Democrats to change their policies.
The Biden administration is mulling the idea of paying illegal immigrants $450,000 for each child separated at the border in 2018.
Here we are in our state of Texas with 1.8 million veterans who served our great country, but yet high rate of suicide, high rate of unemployment, but nothing for them.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back in the fold, here we are, working our way through conversationally the top 10 items from the charts for the week of October 25th to the 29th, according to Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. I'm Doug Steffen. We're working with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner to get their thoughts. And what they've studied is certainly a part of the discussion this week for our conversations on the daily DJV program. I skipped over number 6 because there was a lot of information there. Actually, we could probably go back to number 5 for those of you who didn't get the message. The fact that the United States government, through this administration, is thinking about paying hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, as much as $1 million per family, to people who were separated at the border, who weren't supposed to be there in the first place. This is about as outrageous as anything. If you wanted to talk about having a good reason to impeach somebody.
Well, this is a lawsuit that's against the Trump administration. Yeah. So the settlement is going to have to come out during this administration. But any administration inheriting a lawsuit that goes forward, I mean, you're going to have to make
Trump
whatever
was right.
Settlement
Those
is.
People should not have been in the country, period.
And this should But here's the thing, though. Legally, he clearly wasn't right if they're going to reach this type of settlement.
But so they're not legally.
How do we keep people out of the country?
But let's just clarify that this is a settlement. It's not a decision in the lawsuit. So the Biden administration is saying instead of going through a lawsuit, which they probably win, by the way, because these people have no legal reason or standing to be here.
Zero.
And they can be ejected. So if they went through the lawsuit, that would be better for me. And then if they take the chance, they lose, fine. But what they're doing is they're saying we're going to settle instead of even allowing this to go through.
But no one settles if they think they can win. No one does.
I don't know about that. With this administration, I think they want it to go away because they were also very vocal. Part of it is politics, because they were so vocal against this policy themselves that they have no real way to come back and say, well, we're going to ride this lawsuit out because we agreed with the other guy. They would never be caught dead doing that.
It's breathtaking, isn't it, what we're doing? All right, let's go. Number six. Here's another real thorn in our side. Any number of things going on this week, setting up a conversation about our relationship with China, and among the least of them, it's at least as far as we're affected here in America, was the Taiwan situation that continues. But in terms of what's gone on, those of you need to listen to Victoria tell the story about what the FCC is telling you regarding China Telecom. If you have these devices, and that's pretty much all of us, listen up.
Well, this is two separate stories that you've combined. So the FCC had a ruling this week. Yeah, that's totally two separate things. But so the FCC had a ruling that I just want to prepare people. This is not one story. Anyway, so the FCC made a pretty impactful ruling this week that they have revoked the authorization for China Telecom's U.S. subsidiary. That's a state-owned China Telecom company that has been operating in the U.S. for about 20 years now, and they have to cease operations and get out within 60 days. So this is, they're not messing around with this. They obviously, you know, we can't,
Yeah.
Right. Well, the Chinese government is clearly influencing this company, this China Telecom America. Well, I mean, yes, they own everything, kind of, but they have the influence is, and the exploitation is really what the FCC cited. The control that the Chinese government has, they can, you know, enforce anything that they want, and this company is going to have to go along with it. So, yeah, they've gotten the boot, and I think that that's, like I said, in a rare bipartisan moment, I haven't seen anybody saying that this isn't a good move. So that's worth noting. And then the other thing that you're talking about is Best Buy, Home Depot, and Lowe's are no longer going to be selling the security cameras made by companies Lorex and EasyViz because their parent companies have involvement in supplying the Chinese government with surveillance tech, especially surveying the the Uyghur population.
Excuse me, when it comes to all this stuff, where is the leadership in this country to calling a halt to all of this sort of thing?
Well, you can't, because Trump tried to do that in several cases. He was right. I agreed with him. But there are still, you know, the way ownership is set up with these companies, it's very difficult to do that, to have a complete ban. Now, Huawei is the company that everybody kind of thinks of, you know, when you think of, like, the U.S. government banning them. That started with Obama, then it bounced back, and then Trump got rid of them again. So, and they're still, who knows where. Huawei still has their tentacles
lurking
and other things.
About, yes.
And so that's the thing. None of these companies are black and white. It's the parts are made here. It's assembled here. It's very difficult. It's a constant moving target. But I do think I applaud Best Buy and Home Depot and Lowe's. They took it on themselves to say they're not selling Lorex and EasyViz anymore because of those parent companies. And so, I mean, a lot of other companies can really, you know, Apple, Amazon, Tesla, you know, there are a lot of companies who can also fall into this category of probably buying and using labor that is forced labor from the Uyghur population.
All right. There's also sort of an ancillary story with that. The Secretary of State, Mr. Blinken, says there are plans for the State Department to create a new Bureau of Cyberspace and Digital Policy. Would you not say, Victoria, that that was related to the previous two things that we've talked about?
Well, this is infrastructure for sure. I mean, we hear it's like a hack a day, right? I mean, it's ransomware, and we know that it's Chinese bad actors, especially the Russians, North Koreans, which are supported by the Chinese government. So, I think that this is
business.
Of course.
I think this is well overdue. You know, people laugh.
Yep.
I can remember when Trump performs the Space Force. Oh, that's just his own little pet project. Well, no. This is where our new wars are going to be fought. They are going to be fought in cyber. And let me tell you, somebody drops some sort of bomb on us, electromagnetic bomb on us, we're going to be, we'll be done. If an EMP comes, everything's going to be connected to the power grid. It's just, you have the water supply that can be hacked. You can have, yeah. I mean,
which was hacked already in Florida this year. Luckily, they caught it in time. But, you know, this is, in the first 6 months, this is also, this is a very expensive problem. In the first 6 months of 2021, we've already paid $590 million in ransomware attacks. And that's just, you know, in Bitcoin and whatever. We've gotten a little bit of it back, but not enough. I mean, almost $600 million has been paid in ransom. So we have to have something more concrete.
Sounds like an episode of The Blacklist. Which is, by the way, on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern.
Or some kind of TV show, for
sure. It's a good, yeah, that's a very good whodunit show. All right, next, situation, I want to go to the economy, which is number two, as we spend some time on this from a couple of different perspectives. Jennifer, because you're in Los Angeles, the port of Los Angeles, the congested ports there, it looks like the fabulous governor and the feds are going to try to fix the ports. Is this going to do it?
In the future, maybe it might help, but right now, this is not anything that's going to do anything for us in the interim, and we need help right now. So what happened over this past...
What is going to fix that, then?
There's a lot of things. First of all, we've created a culture where people don't want to work. So there's a truck driver shortage. The truck driver shortage has been going on even before the pandemic, got worse during the pandemic. You also have environmental regulations that certain trucks can't even go into California if they don't meet environmental standards. And what's really stupid about that is that the amount of smog and pollution that is happening right now with all of those steam stacks in the middle of the ocean. Yeah, in the port. I mean, you're really killing yourself here to try to save the planet. You're actually making it worse by having all of these boats out there, these big shipping containers.
What is that, penny-wise and dollar stupid?
Yep,
stupid, right?
Exactly
what it is. Yeah. And so you've got so much pollution. I mean, the environmentalists are going nuts because you've got, I think, 104 or 5 now big ships out there with all of these containers just waiting to get in. Then you have companies that went out of business who aren't picking up their containers that are kind of just mucking up the whole dock
who's
area.
Gonna, if they
China's
charge,
in control of one of the ports
in
Los
Angeles. China runs the ports.
I mean, it's a mess.
If the ports start charging shipping companies to move containers for companies
stupid.
That don't even exist any longer, what's that going to do?
You got to figure out who belongs
they
to
have
what.
Any common sense, these people?
I don't know. The administration this week said we're going to start charging people a fine. This will fix the shipping problem. $100 a day. Do you know how much money is in those shipping containers? They're not going to blink at $100 a day. And for the people that are out of business that might actually care about $100 a day, they're already out of business. I mean, it's a disaster.
A television show, Pawn Wars.
Seriously, storage wars. But you don't pick them up.
Shipping containers.
There you go.
Get them out. But yeah, $5 billion went from Mayor Pete and Gavin Newsom in loans to try to fix the port, but that's not going to kick in for years. So
no. Okay. Also, number two, the cost, because it's about the economy. People are figuring out what the cost of Thanksgiving is going to be, and it's not a pretty picture. If you look at the food costs even now, and if you don't have a turkey ordered, you're probably not going to get one.
Well, and it's not just turkey. They're saying canned goods like cranberries, pumpkin, all of the stuff that people use. You mean it might be expensive if you can find it, but many people won't even be able to find it.
I got a case of pumpkin here that I use to feed Daisy. Maybe I'll put it out. I'll put it like $5 a can, a special. Come to my house and get some pumpkin. There you go. Being the entrepreneur that I am. Number one. We've been spending time on COVID, whether the budget negotiations, we'll touch on that a little bit and spend a little time on COVID as time allows. 44 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
Think
Lake O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, or overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
All right, let's get to the negotiations here. Number one this week, federal budget negotiations. Build back better. Yay or boo? Where are we? I think Jennifer. Boo?
Well, I'm a boo, but forget about that.
Halloween.
Let's talk about
the
drama, right? So I think I've told you guys this before on our DJV show and here on the countdown. I'll say it again. I don't really like anything that comes out of the Biden administration, but I wish they would let me in there to help them message it. Because whoever is running their messaging team, whether that's Jen Psaki or someone else, it's pretty bad. So this week, Biden, before he went to the G20, went to Capitol Hill, which is fine. That's what a president's supposed to do. He went and met with the Democratic caucus. Fine. He leaves. Immediately he goes up and does a speech. This is where I say, are you nuts? They should have let him go up to Capitol Hill, not say anything, and send him to the G20. But they bring him up. He addresses the nation. So people carry this address everywhere on television. He addresses the nation saying, we have a framework. We have a deal. You know, this is why we were selling it. And he leaves. Okay, so everybody thinks that there's going to be a vote on his infrastructure deal and on the framework for the Build Back Better reconciliation bill. Well, 5 minutes later, the progressives in the party are coming out saying, we don't have a deal. We haven't agreed to anything. We want to make sure that these two bills are going to be voted on together. We're not in any way going to vote on infrastructure before we vote on reconciliation. So Pelosi goes to their group and says, you guys, you're going to embarrass the president. You have to do this. You have to vote. They kicked her out of the meeting. So how do you get this so wrong? These are supposed to be the top communications people in the business. I don't understand how you can have the president go out there and really look foolish saying we have a deal, and then 5 minutes later having the progressive caucus say, no, we don't have a deal, and we're waiting until we know for sure that every Democrat in the Senate is going to vote on both of these bills at the same time because they're not prepared to vote on one or the other. The progressives are okay to vote on infrastructure, but they want a gigantic reconciliation bill. And Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, who are more moderate, say they won't support a gigantic reconciliation bill unless infrastructure is passed. So that's where the stalemate is coming from. And
but don't you think that the progressives now, like the super progressive part of the party, they see that Manchin and Sinema have made headlines every day for the last, like, what, month? And so they want some attention now, too, because clearly it works. If you don't agree, then you get headlines.
The one who's been leading the progressive caucus is Representative Jayapal. She's been everywhere.
All right, there it is. Overview of the hot stories. Thank you, Jennifer, Jay, and Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour, time for a review of the top five items from the world of technology, according to the research done by Victoria Keelan, who's here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, starting at number five, moving to number one. At number five, it's Car Talk.
It is, yeah. Yes. So Tesla and the rental car company Hertz had a very big week, and they benefited each other in a major, major way. Hertz ordered 100,000 Teslas as part of its ambitious plan to electrify its fleet. And a first order of Tesla's Model 3 sedans will be available to rent from Hertz in major U.S. and European markets early November, so this is coming up really soon. Mm-hmm. And so this announcement was big for Hertz as well because they just got they literally just escaped bankruptcy just a few months ago. So yeah. this was a really big deal for both of them. In fact, so much so for Tesla that this deal put them up into the $1 trillion market cap with companies like Apple, Amazon, and Microsoft. Now, eventually, their price dropped back down again, but at least it did hit that milestone. And this is going to be about $4.2 billion in revenue for Tesla. And anyone renting a Tesla from Hertz will also be able to use the Tesla network of 3,000 superchargers across the U.S. and Europe. So it was a big week for both of them. And, of course, be on the lookout. Hertz has launched a new ad campaign featuring Tom Brady in a very, very funny commercial.
So isn't Uber a part of this, too? Didn't I see that?
Uber has made Uber made an announcement that of the 100,000 cars that that Hertz is buying from Tesla, 50,000, half of those cars will be available to Uber drivers to rent at $300 and something dollars per week.
All right, so there you go. If you like the electric car movement, you're all set. Number four this week is a focus on Best Buy and Home Depot and what they're not going to do anymore.
Right. Best Buy, Home Depot, and Lowe's are no longer selling security cameras from the brands Lorex and EasyViz after it was reported that these brands' parent companies have involvement in supplying the Chinese government with surveillance tech, as well as they use these cameras to spy on the Uyghur population. And now we, you know, as we've been talking about in Xinjiang, that it's the Uyghur Autonomous Region. Essentially, they're an ethnic minority. They're a Muslim Asian group, and they have been basically forced into labor, slavery, whatever you want to call it. It's all awful. And so the U.S. Has been talking about this. The Department of Commerce has been warning that companies should cut all ties with other companies who are, you know, supplying the Chinese government with this. So this statement obviously can apply to Costco, Sam's Club. They sell Lorex products, also tech like Apple, Amazon, Tesla. You know, everybody has some tie to the Chinese government, and so at least stores are now taking a stand against it because consumers are taking a stand, and that's a good thing.
It is. Number three, the Federal Communications Commission votes on something that will hopefully help us all understand what's really going on.
Right, and this is also kind of a continuation of the last story. So the FCC voted this week to revoke authorization for China Telecom's U.S. subsidiary that operates in the U.S. They cited national security concerns. It's a state-owned China Telecom. It's one of the largest telecommunications companies based in China, and it's been in the U.S. for about 20 years. They now have 60 days to get out. And essentially, the FCC, in some very strong language, said basically when they interviewed everyone from this company, they didn't find that there was any transparency, there was no trustworthiness or reliability, so they've got 60 days to pack their stuff and get out.
Right. Good riddance.
Which I think we're all in favor of. I haven't heard one person say that they don't think this is a good idea, so good for the FCC, finally.
Number two, another federal agency, the State Department, is set up to do something new. What is it?
Yep, Secretary of State Tony Blinken announced plans for the State Department to create a new Bureau of Cyberspace and Digital Policy. This is kind of overdue as well. The establishment of the Bureau has plans for a new envoy to oversee critical and emerging technology and, of course, watching out for online crimes, notably ransomware, assaults on U.S. infrastructure, which we hear all too often. And so the Bureau is going to focus on international cyberspace security, international digital policy, and digital freedom. So let's hope. I mean, as of this year already, we've paid $590 million to ransomware attacks. So it's ridiculous.
Number one, who cares?
Number one, who cares? Well, Facebook has been in the news all week, and so they've decided that they want to make a big announcement that they're changing the parent company name to Meta. This is their metaverse. And so Facebook will still be called Facebook on the social media app, but the bigger, the larger entity will be called Meta from now on.
Isn't that
obviously,
like what
they're trying to, you know.
Didn't Google change their name to something else? It's not Google, even though it's always...
Well, they were bought by Alphabet is what you're thinking.
Alphabet.
That's the parent company. So, yes, right. It's similar to that.
Same thing. Means nothing. Who cares? All right, there it is, the top five items this week from technology. Thanks, Victoria. Doug here at 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.